time, and lucky for us, she is back.
We now welcome into the zone from the offices of MTV in New York City and online at buzzworthy.mtv.com. Standing 5 feet 1 inch tall, but towering head and shoulders over her fellow entertainment bloggers. Out of James Madison University, with her finger on the pulse of pop culture and her eye on the stars, MTV's buzzworthy blogger, Tamar Anatai.
Hello?
Tamar!
Hi!
Sorry, I had to turn my own mic on. Did you realize that James Madison is a top 20 team in football at the FCS level?
No, but I'm glad I called because now I do. Well, I should know that.
No, you shouldn't probably.
Okay, good. Because
yeah.
I didn't.
Everybody knows James Madison is more of a lacrosse school. I don't know.
I don't even think they have a lacrosse team. Isn't that sad?
Well, I'm sure it's a club sport.
I don't know. Yeah, no, it's not like, I don't know.
Big in intramurals. So how have you been?
Women's basketball, I think that's good. Anyway, I'm totally, like, bluffing. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Are you having more of a post-Election Day hangover or post-Sandy hangover?
I'm having a tragic combination of both, which I don't wish upon anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a crazy week here.
Are you addicted to the election coverage yesterday, or do you have power in order to watch the election coverage?
I'm very lucky. I had power at home, and I had power here at MTV at Times Square, so I couldn't really get away from it.
Were you on generator backup, or are you guys back on the grid quickly?
I got really lucky. I lost almost nothing, like power. I lost, like, internet and cable for, like, an hour. but, you know, I can definitely say that people who live just like a half a mile away from me, there are still people, especially in the Red Hook housing project, without hot water, heat, and it's getting really cold here. So, you know, have those people in your thoughts and spread the word if you can. Hopefully they'll get their lives back to normal pretty soon.
Well, were you upset that you weren't able to run the New York City Marathon this time?
I don't run unless I'm
being
chased. So that was a non-issue, but I'm pretty glad. I think they made the right decision in pulling the plug because there's still people thousands of people who don't have homes in, you know, Staten Island, Breezy Point, and in Red Hook. So
mm-hmm.
It was definitely the right decision.
Right move.
See, I'll tell you what.
That's who the resources need to be going to right now.
There is no question. If I was a slightly built 5 foot 1 inch person, though, I would run a lot.
Really?
Because, you know why I don't run? Because I'm 5'9", 208, and it's hard to drag my carcass around from place to place, and the thought of running really makes me uncomfortable. If I was a slightly built person, I would probably run all over the place. I'm like, yeah, you ran 26 miles, but, I mean, you weigh 108 pounds. I mean, how hard can it be to get from place to place?
Well, God bless you for thinking I weigh 108 pounds. Even if I did, why run when you can walk?
I say, or drive. I never got that. I never got the marathon thing. We have a big Little Rock marathon, too, and it's a great event, and it certainly is a good moneymaker for the community, and it's a fun time for people to come in from around the country and enjoy our wonderful city. However, I don't get it. I've never understood the marathon thing. I never will.
No, unless, God forbid, there's a fire, you'll never see me running.
And if you have to run 26 miles to get away from a fire, I say you just kick your feet up and just take it. That's way too far to run.
Me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think Bloomberg made the right decision in canceling the marathon, you know.
It took them a while, though. Yeah. I was surprised about that. After a lot of the backlash hit.
There was a lot of pressure both sides, I bet, though.
You know, I don't know. I maybe he was trying to put pressure on the city to, like, get things back to normal as soon as possible, and I think he just kind of overreached and you know, kind of didn't anticipate the gravity of, you know, the destruction. I mean, they did get the train. There are some train lines. One of them's still not running, I believe, the L train, but... you know, I mean, we've never had anything like this hit the city before, so we were as prepared as possible, but the damage was greater than our preparation in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
so.
Flipping the bird to terrorists who attack our nation is one thing, and trying to get back to some sense of normalcy to show them, hey, you're not going to keep us down is one thing. But flipping the bird to a tropical storm that smashes an entire region, it's a little less sensical to me. I don't get that, but so be it. So what percentage would you put... The relative normalcy in your city and surrounding area at this point, what percentage normal?
Well, the crazy thing is, like, there are some people whose lives, like, were totally uninterrupted and their lives were 100% normal, and you're just sitting at home and watching it on TV because you have power and you have TV, and you're watching it like it's somewhere across the country, but really it's 2 miles from you, 1 mile or half a mile. So that's really kind of the mind-bending part of it, is that it didn't affect everyone. I mean, you know, 9/11, and you can't compare the two, but something like a tragedy like that affected every single person in the city.
Right.
But with this, you know, you had some people who were just going about their business, going to eat dinner, while other people were eating out of a can, and still are, you know?
Yeah. Did you, do you have any...
10 nights later.
Yeah. Do you have any tropical storm avoidance guilt at all? I mean, like, the fact that other people had trouble and you didn't. We had a terrible ice storm here several years ago, and people like across the street from me didn't have power and like went days without it, and I'm like sitting there in my toasty warm apartment, you know, watching TV, and I felt really bad for the better part of a week. It was just, but what was I supposed to do? I mean, they didn't have running water or anything. It was a bad deal, but I was like, you can come over and take a shower and you can use my apartment if you want to, but I feel bad.
Yeah, I mean, it is heartbreaking. I mean, there are a lot of people, especially older people in Staten Island. I mean, Staten Island got some of, you know, just the worst destruction. And there, you know, there's a large population of older people there, and some of them just couldn't get out, or maybe they didn't, you know, it's heartbreaking. Maybe they didn't have somebody there to care for them, or some place to go, or somebody to help them get out. So, you know, they're finding bodies in the top floors or in garages that just were, you know, washed away and killed.
Oh, man.
So that is just absolutely heartbreaking. But I did, I went to like a temporary displacement shelter and helped out last Friday night, and then Sunday I went out to the Red Hook Project. So, you know, the need there is still really great. You know, even just small things like flashlights, batteries, candles, all those people want, though, and can you blame them? Is like, they just want their power back. You know, like some of them are like, I don't need money. I don't need new clothes. I just want my life back. You know, the people whose homes are still intact, you know, they just want to get back to normal.
Yeah, I understand.
It's crazy. I mean, it is crazy out there. It's crazy.
So, I guess, in spite of all that, the world around you continues on, and the world of pop culture continues on as well. And
it does. It does. It doesn't sleep.
Last night was the most tweeted election night ever, and it will be bested only by the election, I'm assuming, in 4 years. And I guess President Obama actually may have taken a record away from the Twitter sphere.
He stole a little something from Justin Bieber when our new second term president, Barack Obama, won last night. You know, he's got a really big, you know, he's a pretty young guy. He's got a big, you know, he's really hooked into social media, got a good Twitter following and Twitter presence. And he tweeted 4 more years, and it was a picture of him hugging Michelle. And that was last night at 11:16. As of now, I'm not going to refresh my browser, but as of now, it's been tweeted 693,000 times and counting, I assume.
What was the old record?
Well, the old record belonged to Justin Bieber, who, and you know, this is sad. He tweeted about the passing of, he's got, you know, millions of little fans, but he was he had struck up a friendship with a 6-year-old girl named Avalana Ralph, who had a rare form of brain cancer, and he'd visited her and that sort of thing, and he tweeted when she passed in September, and that, at the time, had been one of the most, the most retweeted tweet on Twitter, and Barack Obama, you know, it's a sad thing that happened in just, you know, to the Ralph family and Justin Bieber and to his fans, but at least it was, you know, bested by something good happening.
Yes, could
depending
you
on who, you know, depending on who you ask.
Can you say retweeted on Twitter 3 times fast?
What's that?
Retweeted tweet on Twitter.
Tongue twister.
It's tough.
Yeah, so if someone is going to top your Twitter record, it might as well be the President of the United States.
Did you guys notice? I didn't notice this until the photo this morning. When I saw the video of it, I didn't notice it as much. His oldest daughter is like gone through a growth spurt. She is tall. She's like as tall as Michelle is now.
Oh, I know. Yeah, there was one shot where like they were walking on stage and it was like from behind. I couldn't tell who which was which, because they're clearly taking after Michelle, who's just a super tall woman.
She is super tall. Rihanna is not super tall, but she's in the news again.
When is Rihanna not in the news?
True story. She we were talking about her tweeting out a picture. No, she's on the, what's the photo website? Instagram.
Instagram, yeah.
She Instagrammed a picture, a naked photo with a veil on the other day. Whatever. I'm so over Rihanna, but what's she up to?
Why are you over Rihanna?
I just don't like her deal with, the Chris Brown thing is just disgusting to me, but it's the way it goes, I guess.
It's hard to separate that from her music.
She's a great talent. She's an incredible talent. I just have a problem with that.
She's incredibly talented. She's an incredibly hard worker. She's incredibly, a stunning, stunning. I mean, she's a rock star, you know, like from like the old school sense of like rock stars, you know, her lifestyle and her sales and her fan base and just private jets and the recreational pursuits that she likes to engage in. If you follow her Twitter and Instagram, and I'll stop right there. She clearly has an appreciation for greenery. She just, you know, she lives, no pun intended, she lives her life. But, you know, speaking of not being able to separate her life, personal life from her, artistic professional life, she has her unapologetic album coming out November 19th, very soon. And she has a handful of duets. And one of them is a song called Nobody's Business with Chris Brown.
And you know what? It isn't. It's none of mine. So good for her. She's happy. I'm happy. If she likes it, I love
about it. So I guess maybe it is our business.
Yeah, I know. Make up your mind. Okay.
But she's definitely putting it out there. Like, she's not ashamed. She's not afraid. Hence, unapologetic. Mm-hmm. And she's got a song with the man who ostensibly is now her on-again boyfriend. And she's telling you it's like nobody's business. So... Nope.
I'm not going to lose one bit of sleep over it.
Nope, it's her life. Live your life. You remember that song, Live Your Life?
Taylor Swift needs to put on an album called King Midas because everything this young lady touches turns to gold. She has another successful album she cannot miss.
It turns to platinum. Like, what's above platinum?
I don't even know.
Mercury, titanium, I don't know. But yeah, she sold 1.2 million copies of her Red album.
It's funny because we're talking about Red and Blue songs today. Now we got Red and Blue albums.
Red and Blue albums. Nobody's done that in just a week since Eminem in 2002.
He's good.
She's unstoppable. Like, and then, like, where do you go from that? Like, 3 million albums in your first week? Who knows?
Album sales now, it's all happened. And how do they track album sales now with all the downloads and things? How does that work?
Oh, man. I'm not one of those, like, chart stat geeks. I kind of wish that I was, but I think like it depends. I think Billboard is an amalgamation of all of those things, and SoundScan is just sales, whereas Billboard is like digital downloads, singles, all of that stuff, I think.
I like how you're incorrectly working on the assumption that we know what an amalgamation is, but I appreciate you working that into the conversation.
But I did that to cover my butt, so I sounded like I knew what I was talking about what how they...
She said she didn't know crap about album sales, but she said it in a super smart way.
I is smart, S-M-R-T, yes. No, I mean, SoundScan and and Billboard are two of the main charts. And then like go play around on Billboard. I'm like a walking advertisement for them right now, but they have like some really interesting sort of different charts if you're into that kind of thing, like social chart, like who's big in the social world, which can also social media, Facebook is basically like who's the most buzzed about person online. And if you ever kind of want to like find out about like up and coming artists, that's kind of a cool place to do that. I do need to say I'm obligated to say that you can go to artist.mtv.com, which is a great place to find out about new music.
Is there a link to that from buzzworthy.mtv.com?
Just go to artist.mtv.com, and any of our buzzworthy pieces, you can get to artist.mtv.com. You know, watch new videos by some of your tried and true favorites, and discover new music. It's cool to play around with too. It's a really cool site.
So yeah, like if I download an album off of my Rhapsody account, do they know? I mean, does that count? I don't know how that works.
I think that that's part of what Billboard tracks.
Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, believe me, if you're an artist, if you're a label, you're going to want to track that, right?
No doubt. No question.
Yeah. So it all gets tracked. But I can see how, like, it's confusing, right? Because you can download it from, you can buy it on Google Play, iTunes, Rhapsody, if you go to Target.
Bootleg. I mean, any which way but loose, yeah.
Get a booty. Yep.
So there you go. All right, well, tomorrow's so great having you back. I'm glad that things are working out okay for you, and certainly thoughts and prayers to those affected. And I guess there's another wave of the storm coming through. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. Things are getting totally wild around here. And I do, right before we go, just speaking of the parts of Jersey that were destroyed. I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but there's going to be a show called Restore the Shore next Thursday, November 15th at 11 p.m. on MTV. And it's going to be the cast of Jersey Shore getting together to raise money for Architecture for Humanity to help rebuild the Seaside Heights area.
Wow. I'll give money if they stay off my TV.
Well, if you're a Jersey, it's a good reason to tune in and to have them on your TV just for an hour. So even if you're not a fan, because proceeds are going to, like I said, go help rebuild Seaside Heights, which I don't know if you've seen the photos, but the boardwalk was just absolutely ripped up. The amusement park rides were literally in the water. It looks like an underground, Atlantis or something.
Well, they should have done what I suggested and just laid Chris Christie in front of everything, and there's no way it would have been an issue.
Oh!
Is that cheap? Too soon?
You gotta admit, that guy gets things done, though. My God.
Yeah, he's a pretty active big fellow. So.
He's good under duress.
I'd give him that.
But yeah, Restore the Shore next week, Thursday the 15th at 11 p.m. on MTV. Right. Help raise some money for Seaside Heights.
All right. Mark, great catching up. Take care of yourself, and good luck to the region. We'll talk to you again soon.